Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. Oh, my God. It's the end of the week. How did this happen? That means our next episode is going to be after the finale. Oh, I don't know if I can breathe anymore. I'm very caught up in this whole thing. So Rove will be joining me in our second episode after the finale to talk about everything that's happened. Obviously, there are still storylines hanging in the air, and they won't be sorted out until New Year's. I know, make us wait. Why don't you, Chibnall? And have we watched the preview for Monday's episode 300 times yet? I have. So we've got the Sontarans in Rio, Warriors of Sontar, offer you hope. Howling Carvanista, Yaz, Dan, Jericho, and Old Mate Mutton Chops are putting their hands up. They've been captured, obviously. Then there's Daleks. Heaps and heaps of Daleks. And they're arriving and joining the Sontarans. And no one's shooting at each other, so it's obviously friendly, which is a bad sign. And then Cybermen. And over all of this, you've got Azure saying they'll make sure the Flux takes apart your entire universe. Don't do that. And then Claire is back. Oh, yay. I don't know if she's got her Brangel with her, but she's strapped up into a machine with Jericho that's doing something to their brains. So maybe it's trying to get the Brangel out. Then Vind is in a void. I don't know why. The Doctor is trying to reach out to that creepy black and white floating house that's folding in on itself. And then we see black and white fingers dissolving from Swarm's yucky crystal dissolving powers. And then the fob watch opens. The Doctor looks at it and we go inside. And I think I heard the regeneration noise briefly. And then it looked like maybe the creepy black and white something, maybe the house. I don't know. I don't, like, I could be imagining all that. Because it was very quick. And I don't know if you've seen, they've released some images from the final episode online. One of them with Di and Vinda all, you know, got weapons in their hands ready to go. So that's very exciting. Your theories are sending me crazy. Like, I am so excited by some of these. Damo said, the crystal faces came through the portal that the Doctor possibly came through to track her down. She's either royalty or a fugitive, probably a fugitive. Meanwhile, Lady Crystalface will absolutely betray Old Mate Crystalface. He'll disrespect and demean her. He's a bad egg, you can see it. and she'll have a big moment to side with the Doctor. Oh, yeah, because she kind of was having her normal life on Earth in the Arctic Circle there. Reverse the polarity. The Doctor will bellow and Lady Crystalface will help her uncompress the universe and transfer everything to the new universe. And Davis says, look, I'm not actually bothered. I'm just loving it. Running down the corridors of 1904 is an A+. another James says, theory, as this series is exploring the Doctor's origins, could the Grand Serpent be the Division version of the Master? I said Division version without getting too tongue-tied. That was good. The Delgado Master was never established as the first one, had an ongoing relationship with UNIT, and had a snake form in the TV movie. Woo! Maybe the twist will be that Belle and Vinda will be the Master's parents, and the pocket watch we see will unlock the Master's memories. Oh, wow. That is full on. There's more from Paul's email from yesterday. Paul says, in Revolution of the Daleks, the Doctor was sent to a prison by the Jadoon employed by Gat. I guess they were the ones that had come to capture the other Doctor, weren't they? With a little more known now about the Division, the prison actually may be full of Division members who've breached the rules. Oh my God, the Doctor could have known all about the Division way back then. So did Jack Harkness need to join the Division to break into the prison, or was the Time Agency part of it? Something to ponder. Yeah, I get the impression Jack was meant to be in this series, but then was removed. So I wonder what happened to those bits. Will says, new Doctor Who theory, the Master is the Doctor's missing memories. Oh, you have that theory too. Haphazardly manifesting in the wrong body each time. It is the Master copy of the lost memories. As usual, happy to be wrong. No, you never want to be wrong. You want to be surprised. That's what we call it when... and things don't go the way you think they're going. Now, I've ended yesterday's podcast talking about Matt's email where he suggested that the other universe was going to include the Land of Fiction. And he continues, maybe if we've gone to the Land of Fiction, maybe if Mandip Gill wasn't available, they could get someone else to play her and just monkey around with her face like on a game like Jamie did. Oh, my God. Which happens in The Mind Robber. We have to watch that one. It is bat poop crazy. Matt talks himself down here. He's, calm down now, Matt. You're getting too old school fanboy. Are you writing my lines for me, Matthew? Is that what's happening? Again, though, this concept is too small for this six-part story. We could get a whole spin-off series showing the Division and Joe Martin's Doctor in the early days when they were doing good and not, you know, killing everyone and bringing Azure and Swarm in at the last moment to take over. Well, all bets are off now, really, aren't they? I can sort of see a direction now. Everything's coming together. Could Chibnall be about to pull the best Who he's ever written? It's looking good so far. Oh, Matthew, look at you. From last week's, you know... tragedies of tragedies and everything was going wrong. Now you're like in positive world. I love this. Oh no, negatives, he says. I mean, I've got to have some. Nothing's perfect apart from Vinda's cute little tushy. Hey, keep that out of my nice family podcast. So they're all really quibbly bits because the episode was so good, Matthew says. I don't know why I keep calling him Matthew when I read out his emails. Like he's done something wrong. He says, I guess there's still simply not enough Yaz and Dan. Well, that's like a positive negative. Like you've said, it's a negative, but realistically what you're saying is I love these characters and want more of them. Especially the former, as she's clearly the best thing about this series at the moment. I know. Look, the scene with Yaz chatting to that crystal hologram was just heartbreaking. I loved it. And I love that she's kind of really take charge when the Doctor's not around. Like, it's almost like she defers to the Doctor. I mean, she argues with the Doctor all the time. She's like, it's your fault. You made us go there. But she really does kind of come into her own when the Doctor's not around. Teaming them up with the fantastic Professor Jericho was a stroke of genius, says Matt, and they've made a little team there that's so much fun to watch and able to carry some really great humour without breaking the atmosphere of the episode, like the Hermit on the Mountain or the Counterbalance Police System. Oh, Matt. Normally I say this as a joke, but I wouldn't really object to this time for Big Finish to sign them up, like the Year of Martha Jones. We're going to have the adventures of Yaz, Dan and Jericho in their time from 1901 to 1904. 15 box sets, sign me up. Oh, my God. Do you think Chibnall was thinking that? He goes, I'm going to make it have been 3 years since they got dumped in 1901. And then that's just a license for Big Finish to make all the stories they possibly can. That is great. I love this. This is, I know it's a real world theory, Matt, but I love it. Matt also says, I adored the thread involving the serpent and the birth of UNIT. And then he does some nonsense about United Nations, not unified. seeing the genesis of everyone's favourite Havoc cast organisation. Oh, Havoc was the... the stunt team that used to do all the action sequences in the old 70s ones, seeing them from the early days of conception to actually explaining that incredibly unpopular move a few years ago, saying it had been disbanded due to budget cuts. I know, I'm glad that was explained as well. it's still out there, Matt says. Maybe having gone dark along with Kate. Oh, it's very, when Nick Fury had to have his secret shield. When that all turned out to be bad. I was on the edge of my seat, utterly terrified they were going to kill Kate off. Me too! I was like, oh my God, she's going to have a snake in her. She's going to be tapeworm to death. Having little touches throughout, like the Brigadier's computers, the old uniform, the unit headquarters, and the icing on the cake, hearing Nick Courtney's Corporal Lethbridge Stewart in modern day Who. I'll beat briefly in a sound clip. The Grand Serpent is in the hands of Craig Parkinson, a brilliant bad guy. I hope he gets to come back sometime to be the main villain in his own story. Oh, that would be good. Or even a special episode once technology allows it where the Third Doctor gets to come up against this suit from Whitehall. What a confrontation. Oh, I'm sure that we can just put him in a big finish. but a character who can manifest a snake that kills other people from within, an enemy within, shall we say, could the Grand Serpent be, you know, that villain from the TV movie who did that stuff with a snake he manifested from within? Ooh, theory! and there is a little comfort in knowing that old Blue herself is safe and well in the unit base. But isn't that going to cause questions when a certain chap turns up around the time of the Nestine invasion? Yeah, possibly. Maybe UNIT has a garage where they keep secret from the Doctor, which is jam-packed full of TARDISes they've picked up here and there. Well, that Black Archive thing that Kate had hidden from the Doctor, that the Doctor didn't really know about until he was, you know, later on. Maybe they keep all the TARDISes in there. Predictions. Adam Richard can have a theory, but Matt has predictions. Oh, yay. I'm glad Matt has predictions. I think next week we're going to see regenerations, other Doctors, past and present, other Time Lords, parents, and I reckon we're going to end with an almighty cliffhanger leading us into the New Year special. What an unbearable wait that's going to be. But bearing in mind Chibnall likes surprises and doesn't like giving everything away too early, what on earth are we going to see unexpectedly? The Master, Rassilon, maybe even Graham. Oh, that would be amazing. Imagine Graham would be on, like, he'd be doing his Blankety Blanks Christmas special and then his New Year's Day Doctor Who special, back to back. It'd just be all over the channels. I wish we got his Blankety Blanks here. That would be fun. All right. So many fun things. I'm so excited for Monday and I can't wait. And then we're gonna go back to old ones again. Or are we going to try and watch all of these six episodes in the brief amount of time? Like, there's only like 3 weeks before the New Year's one's back on. So we'll see how we go. All right. I'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.